The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Gospel reading this morning is a continuation of the Gospel accounts of the past 2 weeks. After they finished their mission trip, Jesus had taken the 12 across the Sea of Galilee. He intended for it to be a bit of a retreat, time away from the crowds for rest, probably also for additional private teaching. But it was not to be. The crowds, excited about what they had heard and seen, had figured out where Jesus was going. So they were waiting for him when he arrived. Rather than turning the boat around and trying to find a more quiet place, Jesus had had compassion on the people, for they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He stayed with them and taught them many things. As the day went on, he also graciously and miraculously provided food for the great crowd, multiplying a few small barley loaves and a couple of little fish, so that the thousands who had come to see him all had plenty to eat. St. John reports, when the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The people weren't happy about Jesus leaving them. They were hoping for much, much more from him. The next morning they searched for him, and when they didn't find Jesus on that far shore, They went all the way back to Capernaum looking for him. What was their motivation? Why did they go to so much trouble to look for Jesus? It was because the crowd had been amazed by what Jesus had done. Were delighted that he had provided them with an all-you-can-eat banquet of bread and fish. That's why they were looking for Jesus. They wanted to see it another time. Indeed, were interested in receiving free and abundant food again and again. In what Jesus had done for them in that deserted place, they saw an echo of the manna from heaven back in Moses' day. They imagined how wonderful it would be not to have to toil in pain and sweat in order to eat their bread. That had been humanity's fate ever since the Lord had cursed the ground because of Adam's sin. Just imagine to simply sit down and be given as much food as you wanted, free. That's the reason the crowd was looking for Jesus. Once they found Jesus, he challenged them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." In other words, you're looking for me for the wrong reason. The miracles I've performed were never intended to be ends in themselves. They are signs. They identify me for who I am and point to the true gift I've come to bring. You need to stop focusing on the things that belong only to this life. Seek what will endure for eternity. That's the gift I came to bring. Do not work for food that spoils. Stop focusing on the things that won't be of any benefit to you when you've died. Would Jesus say the same thing to you and me today? When I was in fourth or fifth grade, my sisters and I would sometimes spend hot summer afternoon with our neighbors, playing a board game in the shade of a tree in someone's yard. Often we played the game of life. There was an element of luck to the game, but there were also many choices along the way. Go to college or not. Purchase various kinds of insurance. Or not. Get married, have a career, always hoping for the one with the highest salary. There were also pitfalls and shortcuts on the way to the finish line, which was labeled retirement. The goal of the game wasn't to be the first to finish, rather it was to finish with the most money. Whoever had the biggest stack of cash at the end was the winner. Now, it was just a game, but in a not very subtle way, it reflected what our society identifies as the chief goal and purpose of life. Accumulate as much as you can so that you can have a comfortable life, and when you retire, you can live in millionaire acres. When the game was over, all the play money would be sorted, everything would be put back away until the next time. Then the pursuit of bread in the form of money would be repeated. Well into adulthood, I can see that the game reflected a fair bit of how the world around us works. There was one very important thing the game missed, though. It didn't go far enough. After all, life doesn't end with retirement. Life ends with death. And when it ends, everyone is equal. As someone once told me, you never see a U-Haul trailer being towed behind a hearse. Or as one of the very wealthy men in scriptures phrased it, naked, I came from my mother's womb, and naked, I will depart. Why look for Jesus? Some television preachers, proclaiming what's been labeled a prosperity gospel, insist that God wants everyone to be rich. All that's necessary, they say, is for you to support their ministry. And that's just what will happen for you. More than a few people find that an enticing message. But what Jesus really says is, do not labor for the food that perishes. Stop focusing on the things that belong only to this life. If such things were able to bring contentment and satisfaction, we in this nation would be among the most satisfied and contented people in all of human history. Getting enough calories isn't a problem in the United States. In fact, consuming too many calories, or the wrong sort of calories, is a serious health problem for us. And as for contentment, an epidemic of mental illness and addiction afflict the people of our state and nation, particularly among youth. Afflict them to the extent that people are dying because of those afflictions. The truth is that finding contentment in possessions is always elusive. As soon as one attains one's heart's desire, the heart begins to desire even more. Despite Jesus' pointed warning, the people's minds remained on their stomachs. So Jesus speaks even more forcefully to them. Don't look for manna from heaven. Believe in me. The Father has sent me down from heaven. I myself am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus wants you and me to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that trusting in him will bring true contentment and lasting satisfaction. What human beings hunger and thirst for is finally and fully satisfied only by one thing: Jesus. Why look for Jesus? Not, he tells us, in order to gain mere earthly benefits. Your heavenly Father graciously provides all that you need to support this body and life. And he does it without any merit or worthiness in you. As Jesus taught, he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Jesus wouldn't have had to join us as a man if he simply wanted to provide for our earthly needs. They are not what he came to bring. Just as the manna in the wilderness went bad if one tried to save it beyond the day that it was gathered, so anything that we can accumulate here on earth is subject to theft or decay. Any benefit that you might gain from such things ends when you die. Whatever we are able to gather here is truly what Jesus described it as: food that spoils. The reason that we should look to him, Jesus teaches, is that he has God's seal of approval. He tells the crowd, God the Father has set his seal on the Son of Man. And by Son of Man he meant, he has set his seal on me. And that's not all. Through believing in Jesus, trusting in him, you too receive the approval of God the Father. Believing in him, Jesus says, is the work of God, the work that God desires. No one who looks to Jesus and trusts in him will find himself at loose ends, at life's end. That's important enough to repeat. No one who looks to Jesus and trusts in him will find himself at loose ends when life ends. That's because Jesus is the one who came down from heaven in order to give life to the world. What Jesus is teaching the crowd here is nothing other than what he taught Nicodemus. God loved the world in this way. He gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, Jesus came down from heaven in order to give life to the world by giving his life, by suffering and dying the death your sin had earned for you. Every person's sin had earned for them, so that through faith, all who believe in him would receive the Father's approval, be adopted as children whom he loves and with whom he is well pleased, and live with him in joy and gladness, not just here and now, but extending throughout all eternity. God grant you always to look for Jesus, not for the sake of benefits here on earth, but for the gift he came to bring, the food that endures to eternal life, the life you receive because of his death for you. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.
Amen.